Now, one of the surprises in this service is I'm doing things in a slightly different order. So there's another reading after the talk. But first of all, let's think about that talk, and let's think about the surprises that there were. I've got a picture, actually. Who's got the clicker? Can we have the next screen? There we go. There's a picture of the tomb. And we're going to think about that in a second. Now, maybe not Carol, but Zola was really surprised, weren't you, Zola, when you saw that it had all gone? You were really surprised. Has anybody else ever had a really, really good surprise? Kevin?
I had a heart attack and I'm feeling great.
He had a heart attack a month or two back and he's feeling great. And it's great to see you, Kevin. Yes. Great health. Wonderful. Who else has got a wonderful surprise? Yeah, Marion. Well, I'll just say that again if you didn't hear. She gave a party in a restaurant, and then she went to pay, and the owner said, somebody else has paid. And you don't know who it was? What a lovely surprise. Wonderful. One more. Yeah, Tom. You got a job, and the call out was that somebody had abdominal pain, and when you got there, the person gave birth. Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. How does it feel when you get a good surprise? Amazing! It feels really good, doesn't it? It feels really good. Now, remember that what we just heard from Luke, and remember how the disciples, including the women, were feeling. Jesus was dead. Good Friday, he'd been nailed to the cross, and he was dead, and he was behind that stone, his body lying on a cold stone slab. And the disciples wake up on Sunday morning, and how are they feeling? Awful. All of the air has gone out of their balloon. Everything they thought was happening the last 3 years is finished. Now, they went to the tomb, and there were lots of surprises. I've got five surprises, and I think I've got five people around the room with my objects. Now, who's got my first object, number one? Who would that be? Elena, come and help me. Yeah, ooh, you got a very heavy object. Nice and high. What have you got there? You've got a stone. A very heavy stone. Now, can you see on the picture? There's a stone in front of the tomb. Now, that stone was there to block the entrance of the tomb. Now, was it blocking the entrance to the tomb on Easter Day? No! No! Now, stones don't roll away by themselves, do they? Not on a flat surface. And that stone is really big. Could you move that stone? No, it's too... Could you move that stone? Could you move that stone? It's too big, too heavy. That was the first surprise. They got there and the stone had been rolled away. Now, stay there, Helena. Object number two. Who's got number two? Zola, what have you got? Ah, you've got a Playmobil man. Yeah, but this is to represent the body of Jesus. Now, Playmobil figures, do they move on their own? No. Dead bodies don't move on their own. When you put a body in the grave, it stays there. Was the body of Jesus still in the tomb in the grave when they got there on that Sunday morning? No. That was a big surprise. The women couldn't find it. And they didn't have any clue what had happened to the body. Okay, my third object. Who's number three? Ah, excellent. Tell me your name.
Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. What have you got there? Hold it up. What have we got? An angel. Yeah. Now, has anybody here seen an angel? Mm-hmm. We don't really see them very often. And this wasn't just one angel. How many angels were there? Two. Two angels. Now, first of all, the women were confused because they saw these angels. And now they begin to get a bit terrified. Object number four. What's the fourth object? Who's got number four for me? Yeah. Oh. And your name is?
Moimi.
Moimi. Lovely. And what have you got there? You've got a letter. A letter. Hold it up high. Yeah. Now, angels don't deliver letters. They're not postmen. But they do deliver messages. And when an angel comes and gives you a message, it's very important. Was this message important? Yeah, that's extremely important. Vital information about what had happened to Jesus. Because Jesus had come back to life. He was no longer dead. And Jesus had told them that would happen, but they hadn't understood. Maybe they weren't listening properly. Maybe they thought, oh, that's never going to happen. But it did. And he came back to life. So still they're surprised that Jesus is alive. Now, the women, and it's very good that we've got four women here, because the women in the story started to get it. They started to understand what was happening. And they went back to the men. And what did the men do?
Typical. They're making it up. They must be confused.
And the men thought they knew better. So Peter decided to go and see for himself because he didn't trust the women to do it properly. So Peter thought, I'll do it myself. And then there was a fifth surprise. Where's my fifth object? Yes. I didn't hear that. Another woman, very good. Hold it up high for us. Yeah, burial clothes. Now, in my experience, dead bodies don't remove their burial clothes, right? They tend to stay on, don't they? Were there grave clothes left behind in the tomb? Sorry, John. Yes, there were. There were, okay? And they were folded neatly. And who found the burial clothes? Peter, in this story. Peter found them. And luckily, Peter also got some evidence. Now, some people say, well, maybe Jesus didn't rise again. Maybe somebody stole the body. But let's be honest, if you're going to steal a body, are you really going to bother to remove all the grave clothes? No. And are you really going to bother then to fold them up neatly? Some of us have trouble folding up our clothes neatly at the best of times. But there in the tomb, the clothes were folded neatly, and there they were on the side. Now, what have we got again? The first one is the stone. You've got the heavy one, haven't you, Helena? The stone, which was moved away. And then we've got the body, which was missing. Then we've got the two angels. We've got the very important message that Jesus isn't here because he's alive. And then for the men, because they didn't get it, the burial clothes as an extra clue that Jesus was no longer dead. Now, let's look at the second picture. There we are. Jesus is alive. And the stone has been moved away. And there are the burial clothes. And there are the women rejoicing. Now, that was an amazing surprise for the disciples 2,000 years ago. You thought it was surprising when those things disappeared. That was nothing compared to the surprise that those disciples felt when they saw the empty tomb. And that's a surprise for us today, isn't it? And what does that tell us about Jesus? It tells us that Jesus always keeps his promises. Jesus said, I will rise again on the third day. And he did. It tells us that Jesus is powerful. Jesus said, I will rise from the dead. And he did. And one day, we will also be raised from the dead to live with Jesus forever. And we're going to hear about a reading about that in the moment. But Easter Day tells us that death is not the end of the story for Jesus, and it's not the end of the story for you, and it's not the end of the story for me. And that's good news, isn't it? Shall I take these things off you? That's very heavy, isn't it? You did very well. Thank you. Let me take the body. Can we give them all a round of applause? Thank you very much. Right, so we're going to hear a second reading now, which did for us, and we're keeping people busy this morning, aren't we, Debbie? So there's a bit of action involved in this one as well.
Was here.
Still in your reading.
I don't know. Okay, so if you've been sneaking Easter eggs early this morning, now's your time to lose a few calories, because we're going to be getting up and getting down. But not always up and down. Sometimes it's up. Might be up again. I don't know how you're going to do that. I'm looking forward to your version of that. But the reading, and I'll probably do that to go up. And that to go down. I hope you can see me. I haven't got an upstappy, an old heels on today. So, the second reading is from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 19 to 26. If our hope in Christ is good only for this life, we are worse off than anyone else. But Jesus Christ has been raised to life. And he makes us certain that others will also be raised to life.
Yes!
Just as we will die because of Adam, we will be raised to life because of Jesus. Adam brought death to all of us. But Christ will bring life to all of us. But we must each wait our turn. Christ was the first to be raised to life. And his people will be raised to life when he returns. Then after Christ has destroyed all powers and forces, the end will come. And he will give the kingdom of God to God the Father. Christ will rule until he puts all his enemies under his power. And the last enemy he destroys will be death. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.